Welcome to Technori Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of the Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in the first time, what is Technori? Well, put simply, Technori is where startups go to showcase. Since 2010, nearly 300 companies have come through our way, have been featured on our show or on our stage, and to date, they've gone on to raise more than $260 million in funding. Terry, you're the currently, you are the news director at Univision?
Yes.
So a couple little things that I wanted to add before we get into what, you know, everyone knows what Univision is, I think, but this is in 2012, 13, I did a project with Univision building, it never ended up getting pushed out, but it was sort of a competitor to Oi, and it was called El Pulso.
Oh, okay.
And it was essentially an app, everyone needed an app at the time. It was an app for sort of what's going on in the Chicago Hispanic community. And we had tested it in Humboldt Park. We had tested it all over the place. And eventually we sent our stuff back to you guys and a few other people, sometimes as well. And it just wasn't quite getting the traction that we were hoping for. But
what year was that?
It was 2012. It was a summer of 13.
Okay, so it was right around the time when I just got here.
Yep.
I didn't deal with you.
No, definitely.
I wasn't here at that time. I moved to Chicago in 2013. Right around September.
And that was from Miami.
Yep.
Welcome to a beautiful, warm, sunny Chicago.
I know.
What are you doing?
I love it.
Why would you?
You know, the whole first year I was here, was like, I'd say, where are you from? And I'd say, Miami. And then I'd stay quiet so they could laugh. And then
what are you doing here?
So I'm used to it. I love Chicago. I think it's a great city.
I do too.
Really
I make jokes, but.
The brutal cold is like the horrible heat in August and September in Miami,
yeah.
Where it's like you get in your car and it's a sauna. So, you know, it's just
It's funny. I think people say, like, it's just your condition to be like, oh, you know, I love hot. You know, I love when it's 105, which I do. But I only say that because I only do it like 3 or 4 times a year.
I will tell you, I've lived both, and I prefer the cold. The heat
is
brutal.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I can go that far.
You can't escape that, you know?
Yeah, just put on another sweater, and you're good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or just walk a little bit faster,
and
then you run inside. But in Miami, it's like, you know, you're just like, you're in a sauna all day. There's no way to escape. I mean, if you're on the beach hanging out, that's different.
Well, yeah. Now we're way off track, but it's okay. I go to New Orleans and it all the time. That's my favorite place to go. And I've always said I would love to live in like New Orleans and a, you know, warm climate, you know, Miami, all these other places. But the only place I could really functionally move is like as far south as like Nashville, where there's still some kind of a winter. Because otherwise I would drink pina coladas on the beach all day and I'd be unemployed and that'd be the end of it.
Yeah, you actually wouldn't. That's what I think.
Like, I think I know myself pretty well. I'm pretty worthless when it comes to going out. So, but I digress. I'm very happy to have you here. I want to learn sort of what, for the few that don't know all of the things that Univision works in, what are you guys up to and kind of what's new in the world of Univision?
So, okay, so Univision being the largest Spanish language broadcaster originated really from one station, right, which was just the Univision.
Yep.
Today we own, oh God, I don't know all these numbers by memory because I am just in charge in Chicago.
No,
but
yeah.
I'll tell you, just in Chicago,
we own
two television stations, the Univision station and the Unimas station. We own 4 radio stations, 3 FM, 1 AM. We don't manage that here in Chicago, yep. But we bought The Onion, we bought Gawker.
Yep.
Because the company really has moved away from being just Spanish language and an understanding. Like I'm completely bilingual. I was born and raised in Miami. My parents came from Cuba when they were 5 and 6, so I often say I'm a second generation. I can choose to watch television in Spanish or in English as long as it's culturally relevant, and that's what Univision understands, that there's a huge market in that. I think we often, you know, focused at one point on Spanish only, and now there's just so much opportunity amongst bilinguals, because really the biggest growth we're having in this country of Hispanics is not through migration, it's actually through birth, which means you're going to get a lot of English language folks like me.
So I'm thrilled you brought this up for the sake of this interview and conversation, because this is like the only area that I actually know anything in, the direction that you took. So one, with the El Pulso thing, the whole point was Spanglish. And one of the other projects before that was in grad school at Northwestern. We worked with a Google-owned company called Big Frame, which I was talking about in the last interview, actually. And the whole purpose was that, like, literally hundreds of millions of YouTube views. I can't remember the guy's name, Guitar, Magic Guitar, or something like that. He's, like, everywhere. And we wanted to expand into South America. And for those who don't know, in South America, there's multiple cities, Medellin and a bunch of other ones, that literally are, like, media, just massive. Like, the media opportunity there is insane.
not just there. I mean, just Columbia. In general, and Hispanics over-index in the use of technology, yeah. especially mobile. I think that to me is oftentimes, I think, surprising to people, is that Latinos are extremely connected. I mean, we don't get rid of the phone. We won't go out to dinner if we have to make a sacrifice, but you don't get rid of the phone.
No, it's totally true. And it's been since 2012, 13. So my numbers are going to be outdated and I won't remember most of the stuff. But the general gist was, having worked on consecutive projects, trying to bring entertainment, two-way entertainment, to hit the target of Hispanic speaking and English speaking only in a Spanglish way, because the reality was in all of the polls and things that we did downtown Chicago as one area, was that there was a massive desire to, like you mentioned, being a second generation, but being bilingual from the very beginning. In fact, more importantly, culturally bilingual, that they understood certain things. They would say mi abuela or mi abuelo, and then it would be like the rest would be in English. And just the way, like, contextually talking about food, certain things would be pronounced in Spanish and the rest of the sentence was in English. And there's a way of creating, you know, not a show that just has subtitles, mm-hmm. but a show that the culture and the languages are baked into it in all ways.
I think that's what Univision really specializes in, right?
Yeah, that's why we wanted to work with them.
Really unique understanding of the immigrant experience, and we're really attached to our culture. Like, I mean, especially me from Miami, growing up in Miami, you were very proud of being, you know, of your heritage. And I think there still is that here in Chicago. I think the relationship between us and our abuelas, like you say, is so special that you really never divorce yourself culturally. And I think, you know, nowadays it's cool and we all embrace everybody. Yeah. So actually, you know, it's all a good thing. Right. But I do think from a media standpoint, I think that the rest of the world just kind of lumped us all in, like, thinking the Spanish only. And when I think of, you know, when in Nielsen, right, for example, they do measure, and we can break it down to Spanish only, Spanish mostly, English and Spanish equally, English mostly and English only. And our newscast is seen by everybody on that spectrum. I mean, I'm oftentimes like, yes, when it's like, oh, my God, the English only. And I'm thinking to myself, that's probably a mixed home, right, who's watching our station and then seeing that they like because I think our coverage is always, it's always a little different. It's almost like a 45-degree angle sometimes, with that special understanding being culturally relevant is what we call it, right? It's hard to describe that to somebody who's not, but I think we all come from immigrants in some way or another, so maybe you do.
No, I totally agree. You know, and the funny thing is, so I went to grad school with two different individuals that are now professors in Columbia, and they're both Columbia native. And this is the honest to God truth. We're doing a lot of what I would call new tech. We're going to, you know, enter 360 cameras in this show and all kinds of different stuff to make sure that with John, who's sitting here, does Technory Stories, we work hard to build a video that is both, you get the multimedia experience. You can hear it and not watch it and still get it. You could read it, not watch it, and not hear it and still get it. And you can, of course, watch it and get it. And we want to make sure that all of these different things are baked into it. And where that came from was my experience working with the El Poso Project in Big Frame, truthfully. And I still keep in contact with the two professors in Columbia, because, as you mentioned, the adaptation of technology and the use of technology, and particularly, you know, media and particularly video, is so, I think it's leaps and bounds past where we are right now, as if you want to talk about, you know, English-speaking tech use of news. I think a lot of our mainstream media companies here, both in Chicago as well as abroad, are behind where the Spanish speakers are. And we have, you know, we're trying to catch up, but I seriously use a lot of the techniques and lessons that I learned with the Univision do so well.
Oh my God, that's great.
On this, because you guys are, it's incredible the multitude of ways that communication is transferred.
Well, it just makes so much sense. It's like I was with your producer or the sales guy back there, and we were saying, you're going to do it anyways, right? Like, you're doing this radio show. You could put the video on there as well. So why not repurpose it and then serve it up to everybody the way they want it, right? I think that's something that I've been around for a while. So I have been in newsrooms where I actually was in a newsroom before. You used to do your rundowns on computers, believe it or not. But I do think, like I tell some of my staff now, guys, we're like ground beef, you know? That doesn't change. The content doesn't change. The storytelling. It's just, how do you want it served up? Meatloaf or you want some meatballs, or you want some picadillo, like we say.
I wish I had the accent. It's written on our whiteboard wall at the office right now. I say this all the time. In every pitch I ever make, I say this. It's the content is so key. If you don't have great content, some people want to listen to or read or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You might as well just quit then. But you've got to figure out a way to disseminate it in the most consumable and the most shareable way. And that is not something you choose. Your users will tell you based on their action. If you find that the information, if you drop it down the hill and it doesn't get to the end game where you're planning to go, if there's a stoppage, you need to stop and figure out how to get there, because if you don't make that change, the information, the content, this great content you're spending money to create is not getting its intended user.
Right, but I think from our point of view, we need to approach it in the sense that I'm always really enamored by by storytelling. It's about creating an emotion in a person, right? Yep. And the same thing, what I think there's a similar thing happens in your psyche when you come across some content you want to share, right? Not everything, it strikes an emotion, and hence why you want to share it with somebody or like it or comment on it or whatever. But to your point about it being audio or video or who knows what else we're going to invent.
The VR is going to be fascinating. I cannot wait to get. Can you imagine this interview with our audience being able to sit in here and actually ask you a question, which is what we're working on, to be sitting right next to Sean and ask you a question and see the whole thing.
But my point was that what connects with one person doesn't with the other, right?
Correct.
And so, but I think with technology nowadays, we can serve it up in so many different ways that in the end, when all of that collectively, let's say we're just collecting clicks, all of that collectively probably ends up being more than what the broadcast at the end of the day alone is if you only served it one way, right?
Yep. Well, I mean, that's the whole thing with this show is digital, and it's sent out in a million different ways. So this is very fascinating. As I said, we, not just as a company, but personally, spend a lot of time following what you guys are doing. Because Univision, in my opinion, it's not even my opinion, look at the growth over the last few years. Clearly know exactly what's going on. And what's interesting is a lot of the people that I've spoken to, going back to the research time, when we were talking about Univision, they kept saying it's a Spanish organization, Spanish media company. And there's going to be, there already is a day, they own the Onion, where Univision runs 50 languages. It doesn't matter. Univision, the name literally says exactly what it is, Univision. It's Univision. So very cool. Thank you for coming on. Where do people go to learn more and follow what's going on with Univision, and what are some things you can plug away?
So I'll plug UnivisionChicago.com. It's WGBO, channel 66 on most stations. Yep. In Comcast, I think it's HD is 182. We also have our Unimas station. We're on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. We're on Snapchat. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Ooh.
We're on not on Vine right now, I can tell you that.
No, there's not on Vine.
No Vine, no more.
No.
No Mas. Thank you so much. I hope you come back again. This is awesome. I want to keep in touch. Very cool. Thank you so much. You can stream this episode and more on technori.com. You can stay up to date by following us on Twitter and Facebook at Technori. Keep up with our Technori news feed and Technori stories. You can follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.